Hi folks, welcome to today's Coffee and Colossians. I'm sorry we're without the coffee, we've still got the Colossians. I'm up here in Orange and it's perishing cold. It really is. And I don't want to sit out. I'm outside just now. I don't want to sit out. It's too much. Very, very busy time. I've just had a wonderful time at schools and at the Orange Evangelical Church yesterday and then at their men's weekend away. And our subject for the weekend away was understanding the time, the men of Issachar who understood the times. And that's what we come to this week. So I want to explain, we're going to do something just maybe a wee bit different. I'm sorry, by the way, the sun seems to be all over the place here. But we're going to look at Colossians 2. See to it that, and verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. Now, if you think we've been going slow before, we're going to go even slower. I'm going to take all week to look at this verse. And that's because, I don't know if you can see this book, I was given this by one of the men to borrow. I've had a look at Understanding the Times, The Collision of Today's Competing Worldviews by David A. Nobel. And I've just been able to glimpse through it. It looks very, very good, comparing different philosophies. It's a bit dated. It's 1982, and the times, they are a-changing. So what I'm proposing to do this week is to get us to a situation where we, each day, we'll look at one or maybe two of these philosophies that Paul speaks about, these hollow and deceptive philosophies, which depend on human tradition, the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. Now, I think with the Colossians, what was the particular issues that they were facing, these two elements, human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of the world, rather than Christ. Now, in Colossae and in the surrounding area, there was a belief that fire, wind, water, were and the air, that it was all, they were all spiritual elements. And what was happening with the Colossians is they were being told, you're not spiritual enough, you need to be more spiritual. I love, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Nick Cave in some of his interviews and in his latest book, where he was being interviewed, was asked about spirituality, are you spiritual? And he said, no, I prefer religion, I like something solid. And what Paul is saying is, look, it's easy to be taken captive. We've been set free by Christ, but it's easy to be taken captive. And that goes for our world too. We swim, and I've just been at two amazing schools, the Orange Christian School and the Anglican Grammar School. And it is wonderful that one of the great things about Australia is about 25% of pupils are being educated in Christian schools, which is fabulous. Would that it were 100%, because the philosophies of this world are so destructive and so harmful, and they do imprison us. And I just had a great time with the kids, probably more than anything. They come up and they ask questions, and they are for me, the philosophy of Christ is what the answer is. So there is a philosophy of Christ, a way of thinking. Philosophy, Sophia, the Greek word for wisdom, philo, love of wisdom. The wisdom that we need is the wisdom of Christ. We need the wisdom books of the Old Testament, obviously, but ultimately, as Paul tells us in Colossians, that it's in Christ are hidden the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, as we saw back in verse 3. So the simple challenge for us is, as Christians, why would we exchange the philosophy of Christ for the false and deceptive philosophies of this world? Let's put it simply this way. The philosophy of Christ sets you free. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The philosophy of this world enslave. So it's cold, and I'm going to love you and leave you there. Oh, I do have to say something. Somebody complained about chewing gum, and I am chewing gum just now as well. I'm sorry, that's not rudeness. It's very simple. I've been ill for a couple of weeks and been on antibiotics and steroids, and speaking so much as well the past few days that my mouth goes very dry and I find it hard to speak. And chewing gum helps, well, it releases the saliva, which enables me to speak. So that's why I'm doing it. I haven't got coffee today. We'll call it Colossians and chewing gum. So apologies for that. You've just reminded me, actually, maybe I should have apologized when I was speaking to the kids today, because I had to take some gum just to loosen up my voice and my vocal cords. So, folks, I hope that this week will be profitable for us as we compare the philosophy of Christ. We're going to do with each one, we'll compare the philosophy of Christ with some of the philosophies of this world. And actually, if you've got any in particular you want us to look at, let me know and we may do it. God bless you, and hopefully see you back in Sydney tomorrow for Coffee and Colossians. Bye.